Blog Talk Radio.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
God bless the USA, also known as Proud to Be an American. It's an American patriotic song written and recorded by the country music artist Lee Greenwood, and is considered to be his signature song. The first album that he put it on was in 1984, called You've Got a Good Love Coming. It reached number 7 on the Billboard magazine Hot Country chart when originally released in 84, and was played at the Republican National Convention with Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan in attendance, but the song gained greater prominence during the Gulf War from 90 to 91 as a way of boosting morale. As a result of the newfound popularity, Greenwood re-recorded the track in 1992 on his album, American Patriot. Lee Greenwood is an American country singer who also plays the saxophone, and he released more than 20 major label albums and charted more than 35 singles on the Billboard country music chart. He is known for his patriotic song, though, God Bless the USA. And today is Memorial Day, so it seems like a perfect song to start the show with. Thank you for the beautiful words you wrote and sang, Mr. Lee Greenwood. This is Deborah Lee, and you are listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a chat group, radio group, that hangs at allpoetry.com, which is a giant website that you can join for free. If you're a member or you join, you can find us listed under the group tabs under A Team of Voices, and just knock on the door and I'll meet you there. If you're an earshot and would like to call in, you can do so by dialing 1-646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. And you can call and hang out with me and my big brother, Jay Hatter. Hey, Hatter.
Hey, babe. Hey. How are you? Happy American
Day.
Okay.
Yeah. You can smell the barbecues in the air. It's been driving me crazy. And also joining us tonight are the dynamic duo of Kay and Stephen from A Poetic Slice of Life Radio. Hey, guys. Glad you're here.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. So I'm sure that all three of you have heard that song before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to mute myself because I was singing. But, yeah, it's a really good song. So I figured it especially with the line, and we won't forget the ones who died, to give that right to me. So it just seemed perfect for today. All right, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dive right in, because I know that you guys just finished your show and you would probably like to snuggle and watch some movie for a future show or something like that. So I'm going to put Kay's poem on the board. And Kay, would you lead us off, please?
Yeah. I put this song on hold, right, because I was struggling with this. It took me days before I felt comfortable with this one. So I call this Orange Reds of Our Appliqué Explorations. Constellations and speckles of poet's gold. Find my scent in crayon skylines. Waxing through keels, sleek and jet black mystiques. Hazy and drips of cinnabar drops as the tides of time. A loop to our pool of moth-eaten explosions. Not to trap or part and hark back interiors. Splattered wisp of paint, eggshells to porcelain. Find my name in the flames. Berry cream skies inch, her bowed head to his willingness gilds. Sensations falling wildly along peppery tickles. A ceramic furnace canonizes our color wash, stripping palettes. Kindles through ribbon's filaments. Flow to wolf of pupils, slip up and showstopper, jopper pink. Traveling youthful corals of grenadine begonias. End poem.
Well, you know, Kay, quite often you'll say, I wasn't quite sure where to go, and then you bring something like this. Like right from the first line, I think I missed lines 2 through 6 because I was so amazed. Constellations and speckles of poet's gold. Holy cow. That's one of those lines that I call they're jealous worthy. I mean, constellations and speckles of poet's gold. I mean, that is a beautiful line to start with. And like I said, I had to go back and look at the other ones because I got lost in just that first line. It's outstanding. Eggshells to porcelain, find my name in the flames. Berry cream skies inch her bowed head to the willingness guild. So many awesome parts. Oh, and kindles through ribbon fragments, flow to wolf of pupils. And then the closing stanza as well, traveling youthful corals of grenadine begonias. Really awesome visuals all the way through. But, I mean, I can't emphasize enough how jealous I am of that first line. It's a incredible line. You know, we're going to have to start, when people say that to us, oh, well, I love that line, we're going to have to see if we can't keep track of some of them. And then maybe thread them together at a later date and see if they fit in any way. They probably wouldn't. But seriously, I love when you say you couldn't come up with something, and then you bring a gem that's packed with images and another jealous-worthy line like this one. And I was looking to see if it's in that the good, the bad, and the ugly list, because I finally figured out that means it's 10. And there's 265 of them bad boys. So you're racking them up too, my dear. Awesome, awesome brevity. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. The opening line, Constellations, got to the poor gold. Great opening line. I'm looking at the picture. You can tell it was inspired from it. The only relation is a constellation, right?
Yeah.
No, it was well done. You're a great storyteller in visual metaphors. I like the command. It wasn't not a command, but the find line. Now, find my name in the flames. It was a great place to put that. It stood out to me. Not that you emphasized it, but it just stood out in the verse. Very well done, Kay. Always showing off.
Thank you.
Awesome comment, Hatter. And Stephen, while I grab yours, would you comment for your wife, please?
Well, like I told you before, it was a must save.
Yeah, I know.
I had to save that one because I definitely see us in the imagery, which I really like a lot. And I'm just gonna stop there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Do you want to tell us what's going on before or after you read?
I can do that now. Let's see, I already gave Hatter a heads up about this. Of course, Wednesday is our next show, Poetic Inklings of Tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we are featuring quotes from the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And then we'll do our little double feature as we turn around on the Movement of Sound Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we'll feature the soundtrack to Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
We'll play those songs, we'll learn about those songs, and we'll read some poems inspired by those songs. And then on Friday, Friday, something different with a request is baseball, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're talking baseball.
Take me out to the...
Yeah, I can quote a commercial that I'll never hear again. Mm-hmm. We're talking baseball, talking tribe.
How dare you?
Wait, what?
Huh?
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, they're no more Cleveland Indians. They're not the tribe anymore. They're the Guardians.
Oh.
The Guardians. But the tribe, can they be nicknamed the tribe still, or is that antisocial?
I was told they can't say the tribe, no.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Who makes these rules?
I know. You know, I don't ever want to see somebody get their feelings hurt, but it's really sad to see all the things that they're doing this to.
Well,
such a shame.
It is. It's some blogger with Cheetos in their cleavage freaking typing and saying they're angry about something, and people are listening to them. Tradition of over 100 years. 100 years you want to fill out because you don't think it belongs. Well, you don't need to have an opinion. I'm sorry. Let's get off my soapbox.
That's all right. Okay. I was on it earlier.
Okay.
So that's
thank you very much. Now, how about if we see what Stephen brought? Oh, wait. Were you done? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
I was done.
Cool. Okay. Well, show us what you got, Mr. Stephen.
All right. I call this Mogan David Memories, Circle of Violence Never Frees.
Here's his back.
Yes. Wool-gathering eyes see not, stained pantry linoleum doesn't rot. Rings around the earth moonshot, hiding under table, tiny tot. Grins and consolations flow, a wolf well-hidden unknown. Pet vague from step below, red wine erases murderer's row. In backyard sweetness trap set, until woods do we part since met. Soaking backseat pleads bring no sweat. Veiled terrors a forest will get. Living room war, not a draw. Open palms, slaps, leaving raw. Porcelain heard and not saw. Bitter taste, happy meal, maw. Tins hold the ashes of past. Snit under arches will last. Mug frail astray so vast. Gum cigarette, filter, and blast. Tops bringing lonely and vain. Spot undead mother and brain. Friends and family are endemic gain. As spitefulness flowing through veins. Husband is snug in the shed, loading his guns under bed, wanting to do what she said, but can't shoot himself in the head. End poem.
Woo.
Wow. Well, I don't even know where to start. This one really spoke to you. Wool gathering eye, see not stained pantry linoleum doesn't rot. What an opening. In backyard sweetness trap set, until wood do not part since met. Soaking backseat pleads bring no sweat, veiled terrors of forest will get. Just the images in that one, but where'd the gum go? Here we go. Towards the third from the last. Tins hold the ashes of past. Snit under arches will last. Mug frail space so fast. Gum cigarette filter and blast. And I don't know if that's what you meant there, but for some reason, right away, I thought of those gum cigarettes where you sort of blew on it and the powdered sugar came out. And so that's what I saw when you said that part. And there was a contrast in my brain because, like, there's not any real ashes. So I was like, wait. It was, it just keeps going. Friends and family are endemic gain as spitefulness flowing through veins. I don't know. It sounds like a family dinner or two that I've been to. Husband is snug in the shed, loading his gun. I mean, this stuff really, it got extra dark there. And all the stuff going on that led to that drove this poor man to the he shed with his gun. I mean, it's just like, wow. You can only take so much, and then, you know, you look for a release. And I didn't expect from this photo to end up out in that shed. But, wow, I'm flabbergasted at the direction this took you in. And your rhyme pattern's really cool. It's like mono per stanza, which isn't easy in itself. So it's just like, wow, Stephen. I know... Duh, but that's all I can say right now. I'm blown away by the imagery, by the direction. But amazing. Visual, emotional. Wow. What do you think, Hatter?
Yeah, the husband's bed is in the shed, what he said. Yeah, I'm a little upset. I had to reread that also, but at the very first stanza, I was lucky I was muted because I laughed out loud thinking of the next line after rings around the earth moonshot. I figured you were going to say looks in search of a lost tater tot. Sorry, I had to laugh. very good. You can tell you're hanging around the wind too much. Not too much, but I mean, I can tell you're hanging around Kay. She's rubbing off on you, dude. It's very good.
Thanks, man.
Wowza. And Kay, what do you think of this one?
Well, I know where this is coming from because this is dark. Nobody realizes except me. This is speaking to abuse and fear. A lot of this is from my family, my childhood.
Yep.
Mogendavin was my mother's drink of choice. I've made it known my mother was a very abusive person, and my sister has carried the cycle, where her husband is a very scared man who lives in the garage.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So you really mused off of this in a way that's realistically dark.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still going, wow. I like I said, I never expected that direction, but the pain and the emotion and the being driven to it is quite evident. Again, wow. Before Hatter reads, let's say hello to AP. Hey, AP.
Hi.
I don't know how long you were there. Did you happen to hear Stephen?
I actually didn't. I've just joined, but I can go back and have a quick read, so bear with me.
Okay. Did I put Hatter's up there again?
You did, yeah. Hatter's is up there.
Yeah.
Hatter.
Hey, AP, I missed your call. Sorry, I wasn't in the house some of the time. Clips of paper found in treats. And Deb, I don't know what you were seeing in this, and I hope
it doesn't matter what I was seeing, Hatter. I just saw them rolling up all that stuff and thought you might have some fun with it. That's all.
Oh, rolling up. Rolling it up. I didn't get that either. God darn it. I'll have to rewrite it. Oh. I got strips of paper found in treats. It goes like this. I should have listened to the garbage man, things he found in garbage cans, pictures of magnificent places, unknown people with blurred out faces. I have heard the news from passing clouds, coded words from deadly crowds. Skip that next line. Beware the colors passed to you. Keep them close as temporary tattoos. Know that when you order by phone, they know where you are and when you are alone. I did a final edit, and I forgot to say save, apparently.
There you go.
That explains it.
I like the strips of paper found in treats. Beware the colors passed to you. Keep them close as temporary tattoos. And that's cool because, like, I could see that too, but only now because you said it. Like, you pull them out of, say, bazooka bubblegum or Cracker Jacks, and then you grab the wash rag and you put them on your arm. So there's a lot of colors in there, so that one would work. But at the beginning, I should have listened to the garbage man. Things he found floating in garbage cans. That's a kind of a odd visual, but clever because, like, that could be a whole bunch of different garbage. So, like, you took me in all kinds of different directions here. Unknown people with blurred out faces. This and what is this? One, two, three. Wow. Just 5.5 couplets, Hatter, and like, know that when you order by phone, they know where you are and when you're alone. Well, that's kind of creepy. I think I almost expected you to make me laugh, not look up, see if you had your tinfoil hat on.
Well,
they know when you're alone.
Now that I see that the rolling paper, I didn't even...
Well, I can't help it if I saw that and it made me think of you, Hatter. I don't know what else to tell you. But I like where you went with it, too. That, like I said, I never thought about the temporary tattoo thing. That's really, really cool. I'm glad you wrote. Let me give you some comments. Stephen.
Yeah, I think my favorite line was skip that next line. I'm kidding. Anyway, that last line, I like that a lot. You know, it makes me think of that old horror flick. He knows you're alone. That Tom Hanks actually was his first first movie role in that movie. But actually, there's those lines that were the rhyming up there. Pictures of magnificent places, unknown people with blurred out faces. That had me. That had a song just shoot right into my head from the soundtrack to Donnie Darko that I was just asking you about, huh, where he's saying familiar places, worn out faces.
Yeah, Mad World.
Yeah, Mad World, yeah. Really cool, right, Hatter?
Thanks. Thank you.
Cool comment. And Ms. Kay?
Well, yeah, I would agree with what Stephen is saying. I like the lines, coded words from deadly crowds. I know where you are and when you're alone. As I was seeing it, there's a life to those lines. It adds a realistic edge from those that don't know any better as to the ones that like to surveillance and stalk in their own ways, but then also to a higher place of surveillance as well. It's a great perspective to your chosen prompt. It leaves the words to make one think on.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
Awesome comment. And I am thinking that you guys probably have to go, so I just wanted to thank you for calling and writing and commenting and hanging out, and enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
We're going to finally have some dinner.
Ah, well, that's a really good idea. Love and respect you guys.
Love and respect.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
And AP, what do you think of Hatter's poem?
Well, interestingly, I've got a real story about this one, Deb, because there was a huge crash of a big company's computer systems in Europe. Like, I'm talking like a 5,000-person company, and they got taken over, lock, stock, and barrel, by people who wanted to get money off, you know, so they locked all the computers, and it took them a month to actually come back up and running again after that happened. And so they went through and did a lessons learned about what actually happened and how they got taken down. And what actually happened was that there was a small takeaway shop just downstairs from the big building that they all ordered from, and the hackers got in through the link, the telephone link that they used to order their takeaway food, because it didn't have any security on it. And so that was how they got in and stole everybody's computer systems, was through the takeaway down the front. And I thought about that when I read that last stanza, because it's exactly right. Know that when you order by phone, they know where you are and when you're alone. And that's a famous story from the world of computer security. Go through the takeaway phone link.
Hmm.
See the kind of things that a line like that brings out? Wow, that was pretty cool.
Thanks, AP.
We were in horror movies and reality just from that one line, Hatter.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm about to read for Angel while she's in the room, but before I do, let's say hello to Wayne. Hey, Wayne, welcome to the show.
Hey,
Wayne.
How you doing? Sorry I'm late. I'm glad to be here.
No problem. Glad you're here.
Here you
are. And you are just in time to hear me read for Miss Heavenly Angel. So if you guys would click on her poem, that's where we'll go. Okay. And this is called This Is Love by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. Love cannot be measured by anything or anyone. I only know what I feel deep inside as mind sets sail upon ship of dreams. Mesmerizing imagination caught in the net of eternal bliss, decal of infinite unity. Sweetest dreams of serenity upon the whispered breath of night tread thunderously through the passage of heart, looping through every crevice of being. Love cannot be treasured by simple fools or measured, even in tens, hundreds, or thousands of lifetimes, sailing on a pool of starry dreams and constellations. I hold the truth within my hands, a truth to be reviled by those who fall into a trap of trying to define a part of the divine. Like a wise man, my eyes have been peeled open, pupils captured light of a new day and a breath of fresh air delivered and laced by angelic kiss. Love. Love cannot be known like this unless you take my hand and just breathe it in. Let it slip up on spirit. Angel's breath captures, pins dreams in snips of sweetest honeyed sleep. This is love. And poem. Wow. The sweetest dreams of serenity upon the whispered breath of night tread thunderously through a passage of heart, looping through every crevice of being. Beautiful word in there. Right from the start, though, love cannot be measured by anything or anyone. I only know what I feel deep inside. It's like she starts off with a statement of fact, and then she goes into the declarative, the sweetest dreams of serenity. Love cannot be treasured by fools or measured. I like the little bits of reality and truth and the magic of love that holds the truth within her hand, a reviled truth. So it's like really gorgeous, but that's what we've come to expect from Angel, the beautiful, romantic declarations of love. This is really breathtaking, and I like the fact that they are floating around up in the constellations like that. So this is beautiful, Angel. And as always, it's an honor to be your reader. I think you did a fantastic job with the prompt. Wayne, how about you comment first?
All right. I agree. I think she said I agree with. I love the great poem. There's a great read you did then. Wonderful read. Love has never been explained to any better than that ever. Describes great. She defines love. She knows love. She is love. Beautifully written. Great poem. I thought he was great. Good job.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, another test of love here. Yeah, what I got was for those who don't know how I feel inside and what I carry passionate, you have no doubt judging it or not accepting it, for only I know that's what passion is about things and how people hold them so close. Yeah, beautiful. Hallmark Fuzzy.
Hallmark Fuzzy, that's a good one. AP, will you comment for Angel and then put your poem on the board for us?
It's got a very sort of ethereal feel to it, hasn't it, Dick, this poem? It sort of feels as if it's sort of...
Very much so.
Yeah, being sort of written from on high, and it sort of... I mean, certainly a lot of good common sense there, too. So, you know, it's got a lovely passion and feel and spirit of the poem. That's probably the best thing. I don't want to go to one particular line or set of words because each builds on the next. But I really love the poem, and I think it's just because of the feel of it in totality. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome comment. Thank you, everyone.
That looks
great,
too, by the way.
Time to do some showing off.
Oh, okay. Well, a little. But because, these are palindrome words, right? So it was always going to be the case that I was going to have to go and write a palindrome because that's what I do, yeah? But what I thought was, exactly, Hatter. But then I thought, you know, what about if we do a palindrome with a twist, right? So what that means is what we could do is that we could go and do a palindrome and then go and use words and use the first eight words the first way and then turn them around in the second bit. Does that make sense? And so you basically have a palindrome, but sitting within the palindrome are eight words that are reversed front to back. Hope that'll make sense. Anyway, if it doesn't, I'll explain it more when we finish. This is yodeling toward a palindrome, and it goes a bit like this. Entangled guy left, yodels cowgirl blue, jangled time and lasso peels, orbiting two, white missing, trap trails leaving ebon, light snips beam, lock shines leaden, fence on sitting as chatting about cattle, dense nebula circling as hurtling brattle, bandana and boots, garb images shown, and Hannah Stark, loop home ranch knot, universe in sales pools, his Stetson famed, reverse wind spam over places framed. Smile, decaled yellow, a red chambre shirt. Dial within sport, past stars shining alert. Alert, shining, stars past sport within dial. Shirt, chambre red, a yellow laced smile. Framed is place over maps, winds reverse. Fame steps in his sloop, sails in universe. Known ranch home, Paul Stark and Hannah. Shown is image, brag, boots and bandana. Prattle herding, a circling nebula dense. Cattle about chatting, a sitting on fence. Shines lock, beam, spins light. Ebon leaving trails, part missing white. Two orbiting sleep, lasso in time jangled. Blue cowgirl yodels. Left guy entangled. End poem.
Man, oh man. I'm looking at each. Okay, the palindrome part itself is obvious. You can just look at it and see which ones are backwards and which ones are forward. But to turn around on top of it, it's six stanzas, which is long for a palindrome. And then on top of that, for example, Hatter, look at AP's fourth line of stanza one, where it says light snips beam, lock shines laden. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now go down to the, was that the last stanza? And the first line, and it says laden shines lock, beam spins light. Well, he not only palindromed the stanza, but the word snips and the word spins are the palindromes that he was forced to use, and he swapped them in the stanza too. So, like, he was double, triple showing off with this one. And then the rhyme's still spot on, and the imagery is still spot on. And again, I say six stanzas. It's hard enough to do two stanzas. It's hard enough to do one sometimes. These are really hard. Really hard. AP doesn't think so, but I know they're really hard to do. So, like, I'm obviously impressed, but I can't believe that on top of the whole palindrome thing that you swapped those words too. That's crazy good, crazy hard. Again, showing off. Hatter, I told you you were going to hate this poem.
Yeah, it's just crazy in itself. Jeez. What is Anna Hannah?
It's an in-joke, Hatter, in case Sweet was here. And, we used Anha Hannah was in her little palindrome that she did for me, and so I keep on finding ways to use Anna Hannah back.
Now, did you really mean to change the spin and the... spin and...
Snips.
What's that word? Snips.
Snips, spins, and yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that was only one example, Hatter. If you look, he's got his list there.
Yes,
where he used peel, he used it backwards as sleep in that line. I mean, all the way through, wherever he used
oh,
it.
Oh, no, no,
forward.
No, no, he didn't.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Oh, my God. He did. Oh,
I
wow.
think he did.
No. Oh, God. Love, hate it.
Love,
I like the sloop line. Sloop line. Cool. But anyway, famed Destiny's sloop sails in universe. I think that's
no,
really
no, no. Okay, let me ask you this. Did you have to find those words, for, those, what are they called, forwards and backwards?
No, no, no.
Did
that was
words?
Did
you?
That was
no,
the word bank
homograms,
that you didn't use,
like radar. Aren't there, isn't there another word like homonym or something? Words spelled forward backwards the same?
Yeah.
Did you look up the list of those words and incorporate as you went?
Yes.
Or is this just a
hack? Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes.
Wow. Excellent.
I know, right?
Yeah, no words. Yeah.
I got a comment.
Yes, sir, please.
This is an amazing poem. I said, no way. Nobody's that good enough to lay a poem in so perfect as this. There's no way. The AP's got to be an alien. He has to be. Great job, my man. It's a wonderful poem. I can't believe he travels. It starts out rhyming and ends rhyming. He's lying. It's pretty amazing. It's amazing.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank you, Juan. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Technically rather difficult.
Fantastic. No, I'm still grinning from your reaction, Hatter, when he shared it. That was one of the first things I said. Hatter's going to hate this, and that was before I even realized the little extra he did with the word bank. You know, so I knew you would hate it.
the poem itself had me feeling inadequate, but the end footnote just made me, I shrunk a little, I think.
Well, I guess that's must be a pretty good poem if you shrunk over it. And I'm going to behave and not say any more about that comment. Awesome, Sherry. And now if you guys will click on Wayne's poem, I will push the SoundCloud that he made for us.
Great poem, AP.
Thank you.
This is called Ready for War. Being a spacer can sometimes stink. To wear this decal, pupils must think. Knowledge of planetary spins and maps, details of a star, and review past recaps. Daily knits the net, snips delay spam, tenures in the loop, no one gives a damn. My sleek ward was like a pool of wolf rats. Took part in the flow of the rebel brats. The slip-up was the kills of the trap. Spots were tab stops and top span snap. Then spot stops as it tops the bat span. We'll deliver pans to replace carb, if he can. Packed a bag of buns with mug and spoons. Slapped my pals, rode the rail off to see the moons. Gab with gum and brag, I sleep on pills of straw. Pin my pal, lick the leer, tap ports to raw. Guns for war, snaps and step, snoops and loops more. Rats trot to stool, pet snug and lap, spat on cold floor. Tar the spans, reel the keel, and tort the tents. Snub the snit lyre, as deer snips the reed so thin. while barbers sports their leather straps, mindless wars continue without any stops. And
Wayne, did you use them all again?
Wow.
And it doesn't seem the least bit forced. I like how you went with this. Let's see. Daily knits the net, snips the laced spam. 10 years in a loop. No one gives a damn. That made me laugh a little, even though it probably shouldn't have, because it's also kind of sad. My sleek ward was like a pool of wolf rats, took part in flow, and then revolved brats. Packed a bag of buns with mug and spoons. Slap my pals, rode the rail off to see the moons. Gab with gum and brag I sleep on peels of straw. Pins my pal, leak the leer, tap warts till raw. That kind of was gross. Tap warts till raw. Ill. Guns of war, snaps and steps. Even with all these words that you packed in, you still managed to get some tongue twist and alliteration going on. Tar the spans, reel the keel, tort the rat tins, snub the snit liar as deer snip the reed so thin. But I like snub the snit liar. I kind of know one or two of those. This is really cool. And like, some of the imagery had me grinning. And then you look up and you see this guy doing leapfrog over all the planets. So, you know, what do you expect? But, Wayne, I never expected you to use all the word bank words this time.
Me neither.
It's funny how that turns out. But I think the visuals here are just as vivid and crazy as the photo that you chose. So I think you did an awesome job with this. But like I said, to use them all and still use your trademark alliteration, and you sounded so solemn as you read, which was in contrast to some of the crazy images that you were putting in my head. So it was just like it was this frenzy for the brain wrapping around some of the stuff you said. It really, really cool. I enjoyed where you went with this. Let's see what the guys thought. AP, you want to go first this time?
Yeah, I do. I like the way that that you use the word together, Wayne. So let me give you an example. Stanza number 6, which starts with guns. Yeah. I'm going to do the first two lines of that. You ready?
Ready.
Four condoms spat, lapping snug pets, stool to trot rats. More and snoops, step in snaps, war for guns. So the way you've written it, you can actually reverse it, the whole heap of it, and you've got you can actually palindrome it.
Trying to recruit you to the other side there, Wayne.
I am, Hatter.
Take it, AP.
Pleasure. Well written. Well done.
Awesome comment. And Hatter.
Yeah, I can't. How many words were there in the bank?
I don't know. I didn't ever count them. I just marked off so I used them.
Well, it was. I'm looking so I can answer that for you. But the thing is, every time you use one, the one is really two because you had to use the, the pair. So it's like.
Mm.
Yeah. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22, 4, 6, 8, 10, 30, 60, 90. Get out of here. You used all 90?
Yeah, something like that. Whatever it was in there. There's a bunch of them.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, just 90, Hatter.
Okay. Oh, I'm more impressed. My Lord. Where'd you find room for the other words? I'm not that long.
Is it like going to puzzle?
It's definitely a little tongue twister. Yeah, a little tongue twisting in there.
Yeah.
The snip, Yeah, very well done. I got to reread it to get more out of it.
Yes, it says a little
guns, the one line was the guns for war, gun for wars, snapping steps. Well done. Well done, Wayne.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate your comment.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, well, I just put Frank's on the board, and I'm going to share the photo that he wrote to as well. And then, believe it or not, after we do Frank's, we just have 4 SoundClouds to listen to. So let me put this on the chat wall so you guys can see. Here is yes, I can, Frank. I'm doing that for you right now. I'm going to put that on there, and then we will push play on his sound clip. And here comes the photo download right there. Enter. Okay, so there is the photo that he wrote to. And here comes his sound clip.
With a sparkling glow emitting the heated transmission of love, I draw from the secret realm of the ancient portals that ward the galaxy as I drift gradually into the vast space of your alluring mysticism. I glance at the loop of a black hole and a pool of liquefied gas seeping away, spots of tears and a yearning that starts with the formation of your image, a lonesome light that spans beyond the illustrations of an illusion that snaps. I am lost in the part of the fragments that trap me with your beauty. My touch peels the layers of your fears with an embrace awaiting in your sleep, and I hold you in my arms, feeling the warmth of the rays of the sun in our dance as I burn then in the fading ashes of atoms that I was born from originally, becoming a celestial fusion with you and one, my streaking comet. A phenomenon of love riding with the solar winds of romance and the spheres of the tale of lovers into the infinitude of oblivion with waves of the music of a violin. Record the gentle echoes of our voices and the remembrance of our love. When the universe belongs to us.
Wow. You know, I like the soft whisper and the tone as he was reading this one. And there was something about the flair in the music in the background, too. But I love this title, My Streaking Comet. Comet. Just the title alone is a gorgeous image. And on this, I could just, like, deep within the constellations of stars, I find your cosmic luminosity. That's a powerful visual start. I glance at the loop of black hole and a pool of liquefied gas seeping away, spots of tears and the yearning that stops with the formation of your image. Those 4 lines are, like, mega romantic. Spots of tears and the yearning that stops within the formation of your image. wowza. A phenomenon of love riding with the solar winds of romance and the spear of the tale of lovers into the infinitude of oblivion. That's like that line alone is perfect for that photo, because it's just like if he melds into her, then they will forever be part of that streaking comet. So I thought this came out really, really awesome. And, you know, I have to say, Frank, I know you're listening. I really, really like when you pull out the softer side. The, you know, I mean, there's always something to be said about the laugh and the that breathy screech thing you do, but there's also quite a bit to be said about the softer side and the whispered read, and I think that you did an excellent job with this. Let me get you some comments. Wayne, you want to comment first?
Yes, I do do that. And, I said, this is definitely this guy is definitely in love in this poem. Watch out! He had the makings of a dark poem when he started out. I thought, oh, this is going to be dark, but no, it turned out to be the ultimate lover poem of a murderous lust. This is this poem was written well. He's read it well, and I enjoyed the whole thing. Great job!
Awesome comment. And AP.
Yeah, the music was a really good here, Frank, because I know you are, but it wasn't a violin. I think it was a sitar, and that sort of had a sense of sitar is a really interesting instrument, because it has some really interesting sort of musical sounds you can get out of it, and it just oh, perfect, excellent, it was a sitar, thank goodness. And a sitar is a really interesting instrument, and it provided a really interesting background to the poem, because it gave it sort of a contrast, and it was an unusual choice, but a really inspired choice, I thought, for the poem. And I thought it gave it a real sort of sense of sort of being in some sort of Middle Eastern sort of bar, and I loved how that music went in the background, and I loved how it went with your words.
Awesome comment. And Hatter.
Oh, yeah. I was mesmerized by that picture he's posting. Where is it? Oh, don't do that.
Sorry.
The line. No, that wasn't. Oh, yeah. My touch peels the layers of your fears with an embrace awakening your sleep. Oh, man, Frank. You know, Debbie's right. You've got a romantic side that you can put down on paper that just can melt somebody's heart, man. Well done. And I love the picture. Is that, just a question, is that the audio, video for what we heard in the background? Probably
the bottom
not.
Of his page? No, it's usually a song.
Yeah.
And then there would also be the SoundCloud link that I used to put it in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have Titus on the board, and then the other three, and we'll be done. So if you guys click on Titus's poem, I will push his SoundCloud.
Yes. Thank you.
Seeing is believing you are here. So many moons do pass, so time conveys with subject matter quaint. The quiet gaze bestows a mind so barren. More delays they do encounter, near to bring the haze a whimper. To have brought my fear to whom, 'tis worse for wear. To languish shall I aught distinguish woe from happiness, the part that separately does so often endure thoughts the future can assume more worthy glance. 'Tis said an empty thought resentfully outlasts, now asks you when, beguiled in ways it seems to suggest loathe. A war of words about myself appears, It stinks of self the distance it does both bestow. To bridge all sadness fully steers the brunt to which my asking contemplates. Whose passing did it glimpse as often will procreate all belligerent outcomes. The frantic search my longing for cognates, all snoops upon my lonely anguish. Still, a book may dare abide, a quote succumbs. Words are raw to dream up some romance, a kindly given part whose fantasy I've tempted to indulge on serves a distance. Love minutely prepares a calm of cogency. It knits together what thoughts do pacify, that thou mayst scribe more deity, a plinth, atone my own display as part hybrid, found so obsessively awry, upon the flow of time to trap a nymph, your make-believe a fairy tale must do. Targets are now brought to my attention with further practice. Reading is assured on opening this book. Did my luck shun the present day proceeds if so preferred to snub how pure emotions are. I dreamt so sleep while eyes still thinking carries me. Strops I have had are the last straw perhaps. Now and positively frequent. To reel in what patience do I see? From long ago, some gentlemanly chaps would have caught you, my beautiful woman. Duly shall lay my qualms upon two chairs. Between them, words the softest caftan. A shall work a mise, I swear, a moon she dares to wear the garb our meeting will embark. While seeing is believing you are here, to grasp the past ambiguously weep, survival, pain, unlike are you the spark, who will immediately appear as large as life, two souls in love so deep.
Man, the romance is just flowing. On a side note, I love when he includes that photo. I've seen that in a couple of his poems. That's his angel and his inspiration down there. Not that you couldn't figure that out on your own. Man, I don't even know where to start. Oh, yeah, I do. Seeing is believing you are. And then that first line, so many moons do pass. A time conveys with subject matter quaint. I know that there was it was a long time that they have spent apart before they really dove deep into the relationship. And I love when he writes poems for her because you can feel his admiration as well as the heartfelt love. The romance that oozes from words are raw to dream up some romance, a kindly given part whose fantasy I've attempted to indulge. I love that. Targets are now brought to my attention with further practice. So many. Ward, of court, you, my beautiful woman, duly shall lay my qualms upon two chairs. Between them, the softest chapter. I mean, just all these little and okay. I'm things that I wanted to say are back in that first stanza. They do encounter near to bring the haze, a whimper to have brought my fear. To whom 'tis worse for fear. The wording is so gorgeous. And then when he reads. His pronunciation, I love the way he pronounces a lot of these words. The romance in his heart is shown in his voice as he's reading. And you just know it's because he wrote about his angel. So it's just like, and then for his, from a romantic tale, he put at the bottom in his author's notes, which there's also a copy of the front and back of his book down at the bottom. But like there, each stanza is just filled with beautiful declarations of love, with awesome images, with the... I said it before, but that heartfelt emotion is just pulls you in, and you could feel it. It's almost, it's like palpable. It's always like that whenever the subject matter is his angel. So, like, the romance of it all. AP, you want to go first?
Yeah. I was just looking at the pattern of the rhyme, actually, and it starts out as an ABAB and then gets more complex stanza, and I suspect also that seventh or occasionally eighth or occasionally ninth line has a smaller syllable count as well, specifically just for rhythm on reading. So. It set of beautiful words and beautifully used and because Tony they're used properly, they fall after each other in a way that is very English and in a way that is quite distinctive to his writing and that's why we admire it.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Wayne?
This is one of my favorite poems of his. To read it, the mood is set, the flow, it was like a dream. It seems to me somebody should be getting paid for reading stuff like this. Somebody should be getting paid because it's awful good poetry is all I know. They ain't hearing no better. Great job with this. Great job, Tony.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, to be able to write in this manner, you need to be able to look at the world in a certain way. And I think I'm a little envious of that because I think we strive to find that. The beautiful words written in such a way, I mean, he's a wizard of words that way. And this is a puzzle he pieced together in a wonderful way. And I remember the picture also.
Awesome comment. And okay, now let me see if it's still on the board or if I need to re-add it. Okay, let me re-add it. The next one that we are going to do is Phil the Poet. We have Phil the Poet, we have R.S. Morris, and we have Gerald Green as the last three for tonight. Here is Phil the Poet. So if you guys click on that, I will push play.
Is a poem by Phil the Poet called Cosmic Ballerina. Cosmic ballerina pirouetting upon a star, wearing moon dust like a holy garb. Space rats chomping at her big toe, they'll brag about on a universal red glow. She spins around the moons of Jupiter, a black hole mousetrap her executioner. Snips a piece of fiber from the Milky Way to part her hair with used satellite spray. Orion's belt is her safety net if she falls, entertaining her pals at galactic balls. Greets everyone with a slap to the face, with 10 fingers covered in lilac lace. She orbits the red planet known as War. Suddenly she finds herself in a bed of straw. Her feet burning with spinning, red and raw, bursts the warts with a key for the door. No more stories of ballerinas in space, she promises with a little cheeky chub face. Goes asleep again to try and find the dream, but all has gone down reality's turbulent stream. End poem.
Fantastic job. And I am putting the photo that he wrote to on the board as well. There it is. Cosmic Ballerina is a perfect title for the art he chose. She spins around the moon of Jupiter, a black hole mousetrap, her executioner, snips a piece of fiber from the Milky Way to part her hair with used satellite spray. I thought that was clever for some reason, parting her hair with the spray and used satellite spray. Greets everyone with a slap to the face with 10 fingers covered in lilac lace. I found myself there for a second wondering if the lilac lace did anything to curb the pain from the slap. Her feet burning, spinning, red and raw, burst the warts with a key from the door. That was a little burst the warts. I think that's the second time we were tapping into those warts tonight. She promises with a little cheeky cherub face, goes asleep again to try and find the dream, but all is gone down reality's turbulent stream. It's like that amazing dream that you're still clinging to when you wake up, and you convince yourself if you just go right back to sleep, you can go back into the dream, but you never do. Reality, I like the way you put that, reality's turbulent stream. It's just the dream is gone. It left when you woke up. But I thought that this came out really, really clever. And he's another one with the way he pronounces words. I really like to listen to Phil read as well. There's something about the different pronunciations that I get a kick out of. And Phil, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of prompts I put out there. He always surprises me with some of the directions. Like, example, that fiber from the Milky Way that she parts her hair. I mean, it's just really, really clever. So, again, you did a fantastic job, Phil. Keep them coming. And one of the best things that you ever did was start making these recordings. And they're very appreciated. Thank you so much. Hatter, you want to go first this time?
Yeah, was Phil the Poet Red Beanie Boy or something like that at one time?
Was he a different name? I've only ever known him by this one. You'd have to ask him.
Oh, okay.
Him.
Probably wasn't. Okay. All right. Yeah, great. Did he do the bank also?
He did, yeah. He used quite a few of them, like straws and warts. I think there were snips. I don't remember off the top of my head, but as he read them, I could raw and war. I don't know. He used star rats. He used brag garb, spins, snips. He used trap part, net 10, slap, pals, war, raw, and straw warts.
So you supplied those in the one of the prompt conditions?
I did. I looked up all the palindrome words I could find, and then I put them on a draft. Whichever one scored as great words, I made the word bank out of those.
Okay.
It seemed like a fun, different way to throw a word bank at you guys.
Yeah, Phil the Poet, he's got his own style. And I think it stems from his how he speaks. And we would never know that if we didn't have the recording. So it shows how much the recordings have the author read it.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference. I agree. Wayne?
Yes. I said good job.
You did.
You hear me? Here I am. I'm back. You hear me? Yeah, I said this is a great job, Phil.
No, I'm sorry. My phone died. I didn't realize you weren't finished. I'm on a different line now.
Okay.
I apologize for interrupting you.
It was my fault.
But anyway, he's doing a great job with this. I hadn't heard him in a while. This is wonderful. And his voice is his one-of-a-kind voice. Good rhyme. I looked all the way through. Great job, Phil.
Awesome comment. Sorry again. AP?
Okey-doke. So I think something different is going on here. I've read this a little bit differently to other people, so bear with me. I think this is a poem about imagination and it being lost. And so we have the imagination in the first three stanzas. She then orbits the red planet known as war, and then there's no more stories of ballerinas in space. So I think what we've got here is a little discussion about how when you have some horrible thing going on like war, that it goes and it kills imagination and it leaves you with something that is far less than what would otherwise be. And that's the way I read it. And I think if that's the case, it's a really interesting and clever poem.
Yeah, I like that, the Afghan woman picture on Time. Remember that?
That's
the Afghan
it.
Girl.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm seeing your point of view too. As you say it, I'm looking back over. Yeah, even more brilliant than I thought there. My, oh, my. Fantastic.
Hey,
yeah,
you know, they went back to Afghanistan and found the woman who was the girl in that picture. Did you see that little documentary on it? It was excellent.
Yeah, I did. And I that's what's going on here. I think this is a little comment about what the world at the minute.
Yeah, they had no idea her image became internationally known.
Yes.
For the struggle.
Yes.
Huh. Wow. Okay, we all got to comment on that one, I think. Okay, so the second to the last poem is on the board by R.S. Morris, and I will push his sound clip.
Beautiful day, temp in the 80s, cruising a backwoods town road, the old panhead singing its tune, riding into a one-horse town, I slowed. Looking around at what was then, differences profound and subtle, looking at what is now, some places safe, some are troubled. Slowly let out the clutch. The old engine picks up its note. Hand shifting second to third. Next to an old barn, an old goat. Wave to tractors working the field. Smoke stacking their morning greeting. Liquor smoke rises from the hills. Cows busy chewing cud they're eating. Wind on the face, morning smells, the chopper with its steady rope, working the throttle, finessing the clutch, no drug is better than this dope. Local sheriff waves howdy, admiring the long chrome front springer, engine note and transmission whine, better rhymes than any country singer. Hawk and eagle circle overhead, kids playing baseball in fresh air, a big buck, antlers raised tall, hope these sights never end, I say a prayer. Shifting fourth, third, second to first, ride slowly coming to a close, pat the chopper, close the door, till next time old friend, adios.
He took us on a journey on his bike with him, and he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 medals for this poem. My, oh, my. Yeah, did you guys ever notice that usually the poems he brings are multi-award winners?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a light bulb showing off. Let me tell you. Now, on this one, I got a kick out of stuff like slowly let out the clutch. The old engine picks up its notes, hand shifting second to third, next to an old barn, an old goat. That made me giggle. And then there was smells. The wind on the face, morning smells, the chopper with its steady lope, working the throttle, finessing the clutch. No drug is better than this dope. And it's just like the that line itself, no drug is better than this dope, just expresses how wonderful he feels on that ride. And it's like there's nothing that compares to it. There's nothing he can do, no drug that's going to make it better. He's just in buzz from the ride. The wind in his hair, the smells in the air, and the laid-back, easy feeling in his voice, too, showed how much he enjoys that ride. Hawk and Eagle circled overhead, kids playing baseball in fresh air. A big buck, antlers raised tall, hope these sights never end. I say a prayer. And it's like all the images that he saw on the ride, he brought into the scene for us. And like I said, it was like going along for the ride. And I could almost feel my hair blowing in the wind. Till the next time, friends. Adios. And I like the laid-back, easy feel of just that closing line, adios, till next time. And I find myself wondering if that might be his little toy in the photo. And he might not like me calling it that. But it's this really bold yellow. Awesome. But fantastic poem, front page pick, 5 awards, awesome share. Thank you, RS. Hatter, what you think?
I think he just took us on a ride to his hometown on a Sunday afternoon. He fires the chopper up and goes to see the sights of his hometown that he doesn't want ever to change. Local sheriff knows who he is. Takes his chopper out. A warm, easy feeling.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
Well, it wasn't on a chopper, but it's a very famous book called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert Persig. And it really had the sense of that book for me, because it wasn't just about the ride and the motorbike. It was about the way that he views the world when he's on that motorbike and how things change for him when he's on that motorbike and he sees things that he otherwise wouldn't see, and his view of how travel life changes as well. So I thought it was a really interesting write in the style of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
Awesome comment. And Mr. Wayne Gent?
I'm muted.
There you are.
Yeah, my call was coming in. It wouldn't let me take you off the mute off. Anyway, this is a great poem he's got here. Great soundtrack. The soundtrack I thought was wonderful. The mood he put you in was read wonderfully. The details were great. From his vision, it was just a great poem all the way through. And his eyes, his cadence of it, he had a great cadence and a great story. He's perfect. Good job.
Awesome. Great poem and great comments. Thank you, everyone. And the last poem is by Mr. Gerald Green. So if you guys click on that, I shall push play, and we will see what Gerald sent us. And here we go.
Teenage Aspirations, written and read by Gerald Green. I'll be an awesome wife. She looked me in the eye, expecting me to answer. So I said, I'm sure you'll try. Her aspirations floated high above reality, but she was just a teen before the pain of what men do had reached my yearning queen. She saw herself as no one could, a belly full of fire, determined to rise far above what manners could require. A lofty goal of wifely winds, to raise a super family, might seem a nifty thing to do when thinking superficially. But when a husband turns to drugs, when grief and woes compound, foundations shake and heights reduce as life comes back to ground.
Whoa. Okay. First, look at that photo that he chose and go back to that last second stanza for a second. But when a husband turns to drugs, when grief and woes compound, foundations shake and heights reduce as life comes back to ground. So like right there in that photo, he's pretty high, but it looks like when he comes down, it's going to crash pretty hard. Man. From the beginning, I wasn't sure, like when it said, I'll be an awesome wife, she looked me in the eyes expecting an answer. I was on the edge of my seat waiting to see where he was going to go, whether he was going to have some kind of a cocky answer or use it as a segue, but he said, I'm sure you'll try. Her aspirations floated high. I'm thinking that too goes really awesome with that photo because it's a crazy photo. So I didn't know where he was going to take it. She saw herself as no one could, a belly full of fire, determined to rise far above what manners could require. Each stanza is a clever way of playing with the fact that the table's up there in the clouds. That her lofty goals are just as high as that table. And I'm still sitting here a little bewildered. I'm not sure where to take that final stanza because I don't, man, but when a husband turns to drugs, I mean, did she drive him crazy? Foundations shake and heights reduce as life comes back to ground. So it's like getting hit with reality. Marriage. Yeah. It is a bumpy ride sometimes. But I like that lofty goal of wifely wins. This is really cool, and I'm going to stop stealing all the lines in case somebody else might want to quote some of them. But you never, ever, ever know what kind of a direction Gerald's going to take us in. But it pertains, and this is really, really cool. Awesome work, Gerald. And thank you for the sound clip. Let me get you some comments. Hatter.
Yeah, I was really, when it starts out, I'll be an awesome wife. She looked at me in the eye, expecting me to answer, thought he said, I'd turn my head and goodbye. But we wouldn't have the rest of it then, would we? Ross, but I love the rhyme to get it started. There are certain rhyme words that fit more so than others after a certain, another sound rhyme. I said that so poorly. I always in my head try to, after I finish a rhyme stanza or a line, what sounds most easy to easy on the ears or, you know, for the next. It's all about sound, and he does it very well. I screwed that comment up, but I hope you know what I'm saying.
Awesome comment.
Gerald has wonderful assonance in his words, and that what he does is he chooses his words so that they match themselves, so that when he's reading them, they just roll off the page. And in addition to that assonance, what he's also done is he's set up a number of key words here with height. So he's got high and aspirations, and he's got reaching, and he's got lofty. And so it fits beautifully with the prompt, and then it's taken very rapidly to ground in the final stanza, which almost sounds like something that's a personal piece that's sort of interrupted the very nice stilt walking that was going on there. So I very interesting poem. Love to hear more about the backstory. Well written, Gerald.
Cool comment. And Mr. Wayne Jen, last comment is for you, sir.
Well, all right. I thought this was a wonderful poem, and very entertaining. When it started out, it was building this woman up to the point where I wasn't expecting a turn of events at the very end of it. Kind of caught me off guard with the sad place with it, because I was always born to a better place than that. It just kind of caught me off guard, but it's a great poem. I just wasn't expecting the ending like that. Good job.
I agree. It's like the closing stanza was utterly unexpected. So, like, but then a lot of the stuff that Gerald does is a talented kind of guy.
It gets your attention.
Then at the moment, I'm in a room filled with those. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, here we are. That was the last poem. And what I would like to do right now is to tell you that tomorrow night is Skye's ring date for the show she was going to do at the beginning of the month. And her prompts are really, really cool. I'm headed to the topic right now so that I can tell you guys, there it is, all about them. Okay, so she has three choices, like she always does. One is the peacock mantis shrimp. The other is the Dumbo octopus. And the third is the Yeti crab. And they are really cool.
Can you post a link to their contest?
To her topic board for tomorrow? Sure. I am. I'll throw that right now at the board so that you can click on it. And she's got a photo of it. She's got a video for you to look at. And her show is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. To see you there. You could probably have some fun with those. And then on Wednesday night at 11 p.m., it is time to hang out with Sweet. And her topic is, what if? So wherever that just took you is what Sweet would like to hear from you. So that's tomorrow and Wednesday. And we will leave that there for the moment. And I will take this time to first thank my wonderful board members, like Heather and AP and Sweet. I appreciate the three of you more than you know. And I want to say thank you to Kay and Stephen and Wayne. And I'd like to thank Angel and Tony and Phil and Frank and Ernest Morris and Gerald for the amazing poem. A lot of romance and unexpected trips tonight, a lot of showing off tonight, even a poem that Hatter hated. So it was an amazing night of poetry, but it always is with you guys. I'm always so blown away by the amazing poetry that you bring week after week after week when you come and hang out with me. And I would also like to say that next week on my show, the topic is black. And what I did was I took the titles from some AC/DC songs. And this week is going to be a little bit different. What I want you to do is take that title. And the title, say, for example, you use Highway to Hell. I would like you to make that your title or at least part of your title and then use that to influence your poem. Grab some word bank words and then go find art to match them all up. So it's a little bit of a tribute to the color black and to AC/DC. So that's trying to come up with a little bit of twists here and there for you guys to work with. So see what you can do with that, and I'll put that link up on the board as well. And on that note, did I just see? Oh, okay, never mind. Duh, I'm the one who put it. I thought Sky added a poem, and it was me that added her board. So I'm just, anyway. So there's hers for tomorrow and mine for next week. And since we started out tonight's show with God Bless the USA, we must go out with the song by Hatter, because we didn't get to hear the beautiful poem as sung by the one and only Shout Eden Shy, who also wrote the music. And unless there's something that anyone in the room would like to say, I appreciate you all. Love and respect. See you next week, but hope to see you tomorrow at Sky Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. Night, guys.
Thanks, Deb. Night, everybody.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
to run up to the ice cream man today. They
great song,
came up and he went the way. Thank you. Great show.
Night, Hatter.
Night, Deb.
Love and respect.